formula to win a soul. So how to preach salvation? Because sometimes you meet people, you don't know how to even say, oh, are you born? Like, you don't know what to say. But there's everything in this book. Meeting different types of people. We can preach to different types of people. And the formula is here. Amen. So we're going to read from our salvation message 47. 47. And it says, choose. Amen. All right. I'll just, when she comes in. All right. So salvation and choices. That's what we're going to read. Salvation and choices. So we say choices. If you are choosing something, then it means what? You are making a choice. Right. It means you have options. It's in the... All right. So if you are making a choice, then it means what? You have options. Like, for instance, this morning, you could have decided to wear a black shirt. But you decided to wear this shirt because you had different choices in the closet. You decided that, oh, no, today I want to wear this particular shirt. And Julian, today you said, I'm wearing this shirt that has my name on it. You know, so you made your mind to make a choice. So if you are making a choice, it means you have options. So it's saying here that salvation and choices, there are things that we can choose. So we're going to learn how we make choices, you know, regarding to salvation. Amen. All right, let's open to Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. You are all welcome. Amen. All right. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It says that. Can somebody read it? Deuteronomy 30:19. Amen. So I want us to read from verse 15, 30, verse 15, all the way to the 20. Let's take it from the 15. So it says that, see, I have set before you this day life and good. So these are the options God has set before us. So like this morning, Fritz, you had the black shirt, you had the shirt. So you laid it in front of you. Okay, meeny, miny, okay, I'll go with this one. Okay, so God, verse 15, I'm sorry. So he said, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. So life behind it is good. Death behind it is evil. So God has laid it in front of us. Okay, let's go on. He said, in that I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess. Amen. All right, let's read on. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but thou shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. Mercy. I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. So God is calling heaven and earth to record this against them, that I have set before you life and death. He says it again, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. In verse 20, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Amen. So the Lord has placed before us, what? Life. He has placed before us, you know, blessings. And there's other part where it's curses and evil. So he said, coming to Jesus Christ is making the greatest choice of your life. There are great decisions that we take, right? Going to school is one of them. It's a great decision. Deciding to marry is one of them. It's a great decision. Amen. Amen. I can see amen. Amen. So deciding to marry, it's a good decision. Brother Julian, say amen. Amen. All right. Okay. But it says that making the greatest choice of your life is choosing Jesus. The greatest, because there's great, there's greater, and there's greatest. So choosing Jesus is the greatest. So choosing Jesus Christ is choosing a blessing instead of a curse. And that's what we read in verse 19, that we are choosing what? A blessing instead of a curse. We read 19 again. So I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose. So the Lord is telling us we should choose life, that what? Both thou thy seed may live. Amen. Alright, so God is cautioning us to choose life. We have different ways of choosing life. I mean, when we see our lives, we have some friends. Where are they? Sometimes young guy, and they die. Because what? You find yourself at the wrong place. Nightclub, there could be shootings, there could be anything. Something can happen, and then your life is just gone. Because you chose to just be in the world. So God is telling us that what? We should choose life. And when we are choosing life, there's life in the church. Life is not in the world. Amen. The life is in the church. The life is in the church. Amen. Amen. Like this camp, when we had it, you know, we changed by the word. Reverend was preaching constantly. And I said, wow, it's just the word he's sharing. And it's just, I felt like I was even somewhere else. I didn't feel like I was just sitting in church. We come to church. It takes you to a different realm. It's like you're opening scrolls, you're opening Bibles, and you feel like you're in heaven, you're opening the Bible, you're reading. And I'm like, after we got out again, I'm like, we are here. And I said, mercy. So it's like the word is life. You know, the word is life. So we should find ourselves where life is. And this is where life is. You know, the song says, I found where I belong. Let's sing it. Here in your presence, I'm close to your throne. I found where I belong. You are holy. You are holy. Holy, Lord, there is none like you. Let's all sing it. You are holy, holy. Glory to you alone. Sing your praises. I sing your praises for. Amen. All right. So our next key is that coming to Jesus Christ is making the greatest choice of your life. Choosing Jesus Christ is choosing to walk through a narrow gate instead of a wide gate. Don't you think it's harder to go through a narrow gate? Like, for instance, we are coming to church. And let's say there's a narrow gate here. The gate here is very narrow, like it's really small like this. And then there's the bigger, you know, entrance where it's two doors, it's open wide. You know, on a normal, where do you think you go, Debbie? Which one would you go to? The big one, right? Opened one, right? That's where you think, like, you know, your mind will say, oh, this is the way to go. Why should I go through a narrow and, like, squeeze myself with all this, you know, extra skin that is there that we don't need? You know, how are we going to squeeze ourselves to struggle to go inside? You know, by saying that, we should choose what? The narrow gate instead of the wide gate. Let's read Matthew 7:13-14. Matthew 7:13. Choosing a narrow gate. Amen. So enter ye at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Let's go on. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be find it. So the life again is here. It says that narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. So the narrow gate is actually leading to life, but few there that find it. Because if you're coming in a small gate, the last time we were going for a concert, Travis Green concert, and when I got there, I got lost. So there was this narrow gate, and then I see another side on the, there's a second entrance. So I'm like, ah, why should we go through this hallway to go in? I was scared to go because we weren't there yet. I went with Christina and Stephanie. And I was like, ah, well, this small gate here, I'm scared. Maybe it's there. I don't know. So I said, okay, let me go around. I drove around twice, and I said, okay, I think this is the way. Then I came through that way, and it was actually the way. And you can actually come through the front too, like the upstairs. But when I saw the second one downstairs, I was so scared to go in because it was so tiny. There's a narrow road there, and I was like, no, this thing, I'm scared. You know, but that's how it is. When we are choosing life, you think, oh, this is so narrow, like a lot of people are not coming through this way. So let me follow what the trend is. Let me follow where everybody is going. Oh, everybody is doing this trend. So let me also follow it. Let me not follow the old way that it says, okay, this is it. And a few people are choosing to do that. And you're like, oh, no, I don't want to choose that. No, but that's what God is telling us, that the narrow gate actually leads to life. It leads to life. That's the narrow gate that we have to choose. Amen. So if you are entering to the gate, you think, oh, it's just me, or it's just me and what, my friend, or just me and my family, we are just entering. But that's the gate that God wants us to use. Amen. You know, there are so many suggestions in the world that, you know, people tell you, ah, this Christianity thing, or you think, and people argue with you, like, ah, so how are you sure that it's true? I said, if, like, LPI, that sang the song, even if it's not true, even all this is not true, you know, I will not regret it that you lived for Christ while you were here. You didn't get any disease. You didn't go sleep with other people to get any disease. Like, you lived a life over here, then you'll be proud of it. So let's choose life. Let's choose life. Even if it wasn't real, it would be worth it that you live for Christ. Amen. But it is real. It's not if. It is real. Amen. Amen. So let's choose the narrow gate. Amen. It is small, but it leads to life. Amen. It leads to life. And life that we are talking about is not life here. It leads to life. When you think about life, it's like something that is just there. It's sprinkling off like different things, like a flower or a tree. It comes out with flowers, fruits, and stuff like that. So that's life. And it means constantly it's on. Constantly is on. There's nothing like dry leaves. There's nothing like dead things, or you have to cut it out or uproot it. It's life. It's green. It's giving out fruits. So that's what God wants us to live. That's where he wants us to be. And not just life over here. Amen. Amen. All right. Are we being blessed? Amen. All right. Okay. Amen. So it says that choosing Christ. So we are making a choice to choose Jesus, and that's what we are learning. Choosing Christ is choosing to walk on a narrow way instead of a broad way. Amen. So it sounds like the gates, but there's a gate, right? And then there's a way. When you come through this door, when you come to the church, there's three entrances. But if you come through this door, it means that, and you want to go to Reverend's office, the way will be this way. Come straight, make a left, it's right on your right, right? If you come through that way, from the main front, you come through, make a right, it's right on your left. If you come through downstairs, you're going to climb stairs, okay, you climb it all the way, you make a left, you make a right, then it's on your right. That's the way. Then God is saying that you should walk on a narrow way. So once you've chosen you've come through the narrow gate, but there's also a narrow way that we have to choose. So it's not just coming through the narrow way that, oh, I've chosen to be a Christian. You know, it's not just like that. That we've chosen, at least the narrow way is that choose to be a Christian. Okay, come to church on a Sunday. We've chosen that. But there's a walk for Christians. There's a walk that we have to walk. There's a way that we have to walk on. It's not just the gate. There's a walk. So God is requiring us what? To walk on the narrow way. The unpopular way. You know, things that are unpopular. Many people will not choose it. It's unpopular. Like, people are forsaken that way. You know, before you marry, you should have, as a guy, you should have slept with 15 girls, try them, do everything, and you know what is good. You know, before you go and take the real deal. And then when you are going to marry, you want a virgin too. Hey! So, you know, that's the popular way. That, as a guy, you have to blow town. You have to, you know, test the waters. You know, do other things. Who are they? They are not here. Aren't here, sir? They've all repented. They are not here today. They are not here today. Yeah. So it's like the normal thing is that you go out and try things, you know, and then test the waters, see whether it's good. It's good for the eyes. It's good to touch. You know, I like this. No, I don't like this. Yeah, to feel it. Who will buy it? You know, now it's a used car. Nobody will buy it. You know, so it's no more a new car. Because if you are buying a new car, it means new. But if they've driven it even 2 miles or whatever, I think it becomes a used car. It's no longer a new car. So God, you're not expecting to go and get a used wife or a used husband. You know, so God is saying that we should choose the narrow way. You know, the popular way is that we go the other way around. You know, you have to date a little bit, do this, do that, go around. And No. There's no need to test yourself, your body with that. Your body is a temple of God. You are too precious. You know, there's no need to test it. You see it, pray, go and see your pastors, counsel, marry. That's it. Amen. And just be free. Amen. I could see amen. Amen. All right. So let's choose the narrow way. Amen. Let's forsake the way that seems right. It seems right to all men. Like, everyone think, it seems. When something seems, it's not like it is. It looks as though, Amen. All right. So, amen. God bless you, Auntie Esther. God bless you. All right. So, then the way looks so narrow that it seems as though everyone say, it's okay. Like, you go and tell your friend, Charlie, I see, like, you know, what do you think? Charlie, you know, I mean, I don't know PG well. But you say, what do you think? And then you're like, it's okay. Let's go for it. It look good. You know, but it's not, like, it seems so you see it like, it's this way. Asomwa is something else, you know. You are thinking, this is it. Asomwa, yes. All right. Yeah, you don't know. It seems like, it is. And you should be like, an angel, hello. But Asomwa, hey. Some beastly, so let's not get ourselves into trouble. Amen. Amen. All right. So let's choose the narrow way. The narrow way. So the narrow way is like the walk that we have to walk, the Christian walk that we have to walk. You know, what we have to do to abide in God's word, to reach the life that we want to live after here. Amen. Amen. All right. Choosing Jesus Christ is choosing to make God your father instead of having the devil as your father. I'll say it again. Choosing Jesus Christ is choosing to make God our father instead of having the devil as our father. So we are choosing Christ as our father. Let's read John 8:44. We are choosing Christ as our father and not the devil as our father. Because there are many fathers. Fathers of all kinds. Fathers of all kinds. People that will lead you into different things. But then there are also fathers that will speak life into you. You know, there are also fathers that will birth something into you. You know, so there are different kind of fathers. And saying that we are choosing, when we are choosing Christ, we are choosing to make God our father. Because, you know, Jesus' father is God. So if you choose Christ, like we have chosen Reverend as our pastor, well, God ordained him to be our pastor. You know, as Reverend is our pastor, Bishop Doug is our pastor too. Bishop Doug is our father too. Because it's just a tree. You know, he's also our father. He is our father. Amen. So let's read John 8:44. It says that ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. Amen. So the devil is what? Is the father of all evil. He's the father of all lies. When he speaks, it's just lies. So when we are doing certain things and it just portrays these things, it means that we are saying that the devil is our father. God forbid. Yeah. But it's saying that when we are choosing Jesus Christ, when you are choosing Jesus Christ, he is holy. There is none like him. He has no sin in him. You know, opposite of this, that he's a liar. He speaketh of his own. When he opens his mouth and speaks, it's him, like he's the liar. So he's speaking. He's speaking his stuff. You know, he's a murderer. He has no truth in him. So when we are portraying this, then it means we are portraying that our father is this. But if you are choosing Christ, and as I was saying, the way, that means we are portraying what? Christ. And what will Christ do? As we say, what will Jesus do? You know? So what will Christ portray? That's the way that we have to choose. Okay? Amen. Amen. All right? So choosing Christ is choosing life instead of death. Choosing Christ is choosing life instead of death. All right? So the life here again, that we are choosing to live after here. Deuteronomy 30:19 again. Says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, and both thou and thy seed may live. So there's this story here about a young boy and an old man, the old man and the butterfly. So I'll just read it. You know, let's read it. It's very funny. So that there was an old man who lived in a certain village. This old man was too old to work, so he went around giving advice. Don't old people give advice? And we like it. Amen. So anybody who will listen to him. So it's not all the advices that come that we listen to, but as young people, we should receive advices. You never say no to advice, or don't think that we know too much. When advice come, take it. You know, it says that those who will listen to him. So some people will walk by, but we shouldn't be those that will walk away. Amen. Amen. This old man was so wise that everything he said was always true, and everything he said always happened. The old man became richer and more popular as he went around from town to town giving advice. One day he went to a town where there was a little boy. Everyone say a little boy. Who heard him giving advice? The young man was also heard that the old man was always right and that he never made any mistakes. But the young boy said to himself, this man cannot always be right. Hey, you the small boy. Ah, you are saying that this old man can never always be right. It cannot be that he never makes a mistake. He can't believe it. Amen. I'm going to prove that he's not always right. Hey, You, this small boy, are going to challenge an old person, an old man, that he's not always right. So this is what happened. He thought of a plan to prove that the old man was not always right. And this was his plan. He said to himself, I'll go and see this wise man. I will go to the wise man with the butterfly in my hand, and I will say to the old man, there is a butterfly in my hand. Is it dead or alive? Okay? So he's going to go with a butterfly in his hand and ask the old man, is the butterfly I'm holding dead or alive? So this is the plan that he had. He continued, if the old man says the butterfly is alive, I will clench my fist and the butterfly will die. So if I'm asking you, Fritz, is the butterfly dead? And you just go like this. Oh, okay. So he said that, oh, he's dead. Afterwards, I'll open my hand and the old man will see that the first time that he's wrong. If the old man says the butterfly is dead, I'll open my fist and the butterfly will fly away. He would then say that he's wrong. So the young man was convinced that with this plan, he could prove that the old man was not always right. So he caught a butterfly, went to see the old man, and then he comes to the old man. He said, okay, what would the old man's name be, Romeo? What would the old man's name be? Pakpo. So this boy comes to Pakpo. All right. He says, good afternoon, Pakpo. He said, I have an important question to ask you. He says, Pakpo said, go on, said Pakpo. What's the problem? Then the young man said, I have a butterfly in my fist. Then he stretched out his hand. Is it dead or alive? And do you want to know what Pakpo said to the young guy? There was silence. Pakpo smiled and answered, it depends on you. He's a wise man. He says, it depends on you. Whether the butterfly is alive or not, it depends on you, because he's wise. The young man was astounded at the old man's answer, because the old man was right again. It depends on you was the right answer. So it depends on you was the right answer, whether I have this butterfly alive or the butterfly died. It depended on the young man. So he said that we should choose life instead of death. We have the choice now. We have the time now. You know, time is running out. We shouldn't feel like, oh, we are going to live too. You know, that's the dream, that you live 75, 100 and all that. But everyone has a set time. Was it the movie, one of the Bishop's movie that he wanted us to watch in time? Is it Justin Timberlake that some Hollywood? In time, like they had watches or something. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So the currency for life was time. You know, as we are dealing with money, was time. So the more time you have, the more time you live. If it's your time like to die, then you have 30 seconds. You'll be walking 30 seconds, you are gone. It's like, yeah. So the richest people had more time. The richest people had like 50 years, 100 years, you know. Like their banks were time. Their banks were not money. You know, so their banks were time. So if you all, like Bishop was using it to teach us that, if we all think about this that way, that we are wearing a time, you know, like this Apple Watches and the Fitbits, let's think about it that way, that we are wearing a time and it's clocking, it's ticking, 20 years left, 19 years left, 10 years left, and it's going. And then when that set time comes, Romeo, are you setting a time for Charmaine? Okay. Why? All right. So as the time is ticking, we are going, we are thinking, oh, I have 10 more years. Not knowing it's 2 more years. Not knowing it's 1 more hour. Like the young people that we hear that they died, they had dreams. Don't we all have dreams? We have dreams. They all have dreams. But they didn't know that it was just 1 hour left for that person to die. They didn't know that this was my time. But if they had it, so as we have the time now, you know, as we are in church, we are hearing it now, this is the time for us to choose life. So we are making the decision, what? Now. That we are choosing life. We are not waiting 5 years from now. We are not waiting 10 years from now. Let's blow time small. No, this is the time. There's nothing about wishy-washy, like I'm here today. Then tomorrow I'll go and hang out with them small. Then today I'm coming here small. It doesn't edify us. You know, when we're saying edify, like, does it build your soul? Does it build you up? No. It's not life. When you are giving life to something like a plant, if this was a real plant, if you are giving life to it, then every Sunday morning we'll come and water it. So if we are saying we are choosing life, we have to give our souls, our body, our spirit, things that will edify us, things that will make us grow, you know? So coming to church is one of them. Being in a cell center is one of them. Praying, coming for prayer meeting is one of them. Reading our Bibles is one of them. Preaching the word is one. You are watering. You are giving yourself life. Because when you win a soul, Auntie Esther here, our big evangelist, when you win a soul, the joy that it brings, it's life itself. You know? So you are bringing life. You are doing different things. You are adding life to yourself. Amen. So let's choose what? Life. Amen. Let's choose life. Let's not go with a broad way where everyone think, oh, it's okay. No. But we should choose life. Amen. All right. Okay. Let me read the end part of the story. It says that in the same way as the little boy decided, dead or alive, for the butterfly, God has given us the choice today. Wow. Amen. Dead or alive, it depends on you. It depends on you. Dead or alive. Romeo, heaven or hell, it depends on us. Heaven or hell, it depends on us. To be saved or to perish, it depends on you. Dead or alive, it depends on you. Heaven or hell, it depends on you. God or the devil, it depends on you. So God is not going to force us, like we hold your hands and then, you know, force you to serve him. Say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No. He has the angels to do that. They are bound down to him 24-7. Abba, Father, hallelujah to you. They are doing that 24-7. So he doesn't really need, you know, us to come and force us to come and do that. No, he has the angels to do that. But it's a privilege. And God is giving us the option to choose life or death. Some religions, I'm sure they force them into it. If you are born into it, you cannot do anything. You are born into it. You are doing it, and that's it. You don't have a choice. And as they are doing things, they don't even understand what they are doing. But here in the case, you are born into Christianity. Of course, your parents will bring you to church. But then you have a choice to decide whether you're going to be a Christian or not. And God is giving us that decision, whether we are going to choose him or we are going to choose the devil. You know, life or death. You know, to be saved or to perish. Because if you are not saved, then obviously what? You're going to perish. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. So once we believe in him, and we are living for him, we are not going to perish, but we will be saved. Amen. Amen. All right. So let's take our last one. It says that coming to Jesus is making the greatest choice of your life. Choosing Jesus Christ is choosing heaven as your final destination instead of hell. So we are choosing heaven as what? Our final destination. You know, when we are taking a flight, we have what? Itinerary. We have, I have a family member coming soon, and we're doing a multi-city. So you can choose, instead of going straight to where he's going to, you're doing a multi-city, you pass here, spend some few days, then you continue on to where you want to go. So the final destination is where he wants to go, like, let's say Texas. Texas is the final destination. But I'm saying that, we'll make a flight, you stop in Philadelphia, you spend 5 days in Philadelphia, you go back to Philly, then you go back to Texas. And that's your route, that's the itinerary. So God has also given us what itineraries over here. He says that before you come to heaven, this is your itinerary, Romeo. Now you are coming here on earth through the parents that you came through. You know, that's your itinerary. Through this flight, that's the flight that you brought here. You're coming through that plane. You're landing here on earth. You're going to go here, go here, go here, go there. Final destination is where? Heaven. All right? Okay? But before that, he's given us a choice. Even though he's bought the tickets for us, we can choose to miss the flight. Our friend came recently, and he didn't. We missed it because this is a good example. The itinerary was supposed to come from Florida, then you pass through Philly, then Philly to Ghana. But I didn't know initially because he didn't explain it to us. He thought he could just go from Philly to Ghana, and he had already missed the Florida one. So the flight was Florida to Philly, and you are not coming out Philly to Ghana. But you already came to Philly on your own. Then you want to just catch the in-between flight from what? Philly to Ghana. It didn't happen. We went there on time. Everything. We got there. They say, Master, no, we are sorry. Because you missed the first flight from Florida. Even though it was a domestic flight, you can't still take the international flight from Philadelphia to Ghana. So what? We have to buy a new ticket. And that's what, you know, God is giving us. He has already bought the ticket for us, printed out the itinerary, seat number is on there, you know, everything. But if we miss the flight, you've missed the flight. So we shouldn't do that to our lives. We shouldn't miss heaven because of something. You know, something small. 5 minutes pleasure. Something small, and then because of that, you've missed heaven. No, 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 no. So let's not miss our ticket. Let's not waste the money that God have put in to buy our tickets for us. The blood, the precious blood. That's the tickets that God has purchased. He's used his own son to purchase a ticket for us. His own blood to purchase a ticket for us. You know, over $3,000. You know, you've spent and you are coming to say, oh, you've missed this one. So that's it. And you're coming to what is this? No, no, no. So we shouldn't miss our flight to heaven. No, no, no. You missed it. No, you've missed the flight from Florida. You are not going to get a refund. You missed the flight. Mm-mm. Everything's squash. Yeah, you've missed everything. So that's like heaven is like it's heaven or hell. So there's nothing like, oh God, in between, you know, I was in church some days. Like, if we count, you go and ask Charmaine. She was taking the records. I was here this Sunday. I was here the other Sunday. I was, you know, like Romeo, like how I know when you are here. You know, like I was here this Sunday. I was here the last Sunday. I was here 4 Sundays in a row, God. You know, and then you are trying to, like, First Love, they were doing a film stars during the camp on the Sunday. And they went to heaven. They were giving accounts. And they're opening books. And then it's like, oh, me, I brought one soul. I brought this, you know. But it was about their works. Dependent on where they'll go. Whether you're going to a ghetto in heaven or you're going to some mansion in heaven. You know, and that's yes, sir. I can imagine your mansion in heaven. You know, as you are winning souls, we show up first and be like her. You know, she has so much energy for evangelism, for souls. It's not something that is old. That's what God wants us to do. Soul winning is what? Like we see, heartbeat of God. Soul winning is the heartbeat of God. So we should do what will beat God's heart. We should beat, like, what will beat his heart, you know? You know, you're not going to do something if you are trying to revive someone who is dead. CPR, you're trying to do CPR. All we are trying to do is get a heartbeat. All you are trying to do is get a heartbeat. So if you are really getting, you want to touch God's life, you want him to feel like, oh, he's alive with you, like he's just win a soul. Just win a soul. That's it. That's all God is requiring of us. You know, when you are saved and you are just saved and you are just happy, then you are selfish. We are not saved to just be saved. We are saved to save others. Amen. Amen. All right, so let's read Proverbs 15, verse 24. Proverbs 15, 24. Amen. We are choosing heaven as our final destination instead of hell. And Proverbs 15, 24 says that the way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Amen. So the way of life, you know, if you are choosing Christ, is the way of life. And we are choosing to depart from hell. Amen. So let's choose heaven. Let's choose Jesus so that heaven will be our final destination. We have the choice now. We have the time, as in not time, like a long time. The decision that we have to make is now. Amen. So let's choose Christ. Amen. 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 Debbie, amen. 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 Let's choose Christ. Amen. Let's do this church thing. Yes. Let's do this, you know, evangelism thing. Let's do it. Amen. 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 All right. Let's bow our heads down for a word of prayer. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, pray for yourself, pray for your hearts. Pray that God would help you to, you know, even choose him every day. I know it's not easy. It's not easy to choose Christ every day. As you wake up, you're like, oh, you have all these temptations around you, different things. But it is not easy. Pray to God that he would change your heart. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. God, be with us. Be with us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet as we pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. O God, bless your name, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, help us, O God, to even choose you. Help us to choose life, O God, instead of death, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself that you will choose the narrow way. You walk on the narrow way. That God should help you to even decide, you know, every day with wherever you lead your life, that it's the narrow way. That you are not branching off to the broad way. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord direct our paths. May he lead us to the right way. In the name of Jesus. Father, guide us, O God, in the name of Jesus, to the narrow way, O God, to the right way, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Yes, O God, help us to make the right decision, O God. Help us to make the right decision, O God. Help us to make the right decision, O God, in the name of Jesus. Choosing Jesus, O God. Choosing Jesus is a good thing. Oh, Lord, help us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, O God. God. Oh, yes, we thank you, oh God, that we have heard your word. We thank you that we have heard your word. You have encouraged us, oh God, to choose you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God. Father, burn away the chaffs, oh God. Anything around us, oh God, that does not belong in our lives, oh God. Father, burn it away, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Oh, Jesus, help us burn away the chaffs. Burn away the chaffs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Mika basuli andere yashukole yandaya masutoli andaya. Pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. But I thank you, oh God, for grace, grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we have heard this word, oh God, to choose you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord. I'll never be the same again. I will never return. I've closed the door. I'll walk the path. I'll run the race. And I will never the same again. I will never be the same again. I will never return. I've closed the door. I'll walk the path. Same again. Let's sing this part with a meaning. There are higher high. There are higher high. There are deeper seas. Whatever. whatever you need to do, Lord, do it in me. The glory of God fills my life, and I will never be the same again, and I will never be the same again.
There are higher highs.
Whatever you need to do, Lord, do it in me. The glory of God fills my life, and I will never be the same again.
And I
will never be the same.
Burn away the chaffs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that will never be the same again, oh God. Now may we choose the way, oh God, may we choose the way that brings life, oh God, may we choose the way that gives life, oh God, may we choose the way that will give us even life hereafter, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But we thank you, we bless your name, oh God. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you're here, you just want to say, I just want to choose Jesus today. I just want to live for him. I just want to choose the narrow way and say, Lord, be the king of my life. If you're here this afternoon, you've probably been coming different times and just want to say, Lord, I choose you today. With every eye closed and every head bowed down, you want to slip out your hand, your right hand, and just say, I just want to choose Christ today. Also, if you are here, maybe we've walked in a path that we don't have to walk on. We're not expected to walk on that path. And you want to say, God, I want to choose this path now. I want to turn around. And I just want to follow you, Jesus. If you're here, you want to rededicate your life with every eye closed and every head bowed, just slip out your hand, your right hand. We'll just pray. Amen. I see those hands. Let's close our eyes and just repeat this. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to die for us on the cross. We accept you today. Say, I accept you today into my life as my Lord and my personal Savior. Jesus, Lord, be the King of my heart. Be the King of my life. Lead me to walk your walk, to talk your talk, and even to live as your child. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I choose you, Jesus. Come and be in my life. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, we thank you for everyone that dedicated their life to you, rededicated their lives to you, oh God. Father, I pray that you talk to them even in their quiet moments, oh God. Minister to them, oh God. May they experience a new move in their lives, oh God. I pray that it will be a new season, oh God. A new thing that you are moving into greater things, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help them, oh God. Father, as they have made a choice boldly in your house, oh God, I pray that you help them in anything that is standing in the way, any distraction, anything, any friends, anything that is in the way of them walking in the path that you have set for us. Lord, I pray that you take it out of the way and cause them to walk according to your work. Father, we thank you for these lives. In Jesus' name, bless us all. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. All right.